Can you remain a Christian if you stay away from church on Sunday mornings? I've written a column in the latest issues, etc. journal titled, Why Do You Go to Church? We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. Mark Seyfried writes about his journey from being a Baptist seminary professor to becoming a Lutheran seminary professor. It's the free online Issues, etc. journal, issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We have come to the end of a broadcast week, and here we are at Friday afternoon. We're ready to play Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have listened carefully all through the week, as we hope you have been doing so as well. We listen for these soundbites, these things that our wonderful guests have to say that maybe we've never heard before. They say something very old in a new way, or maybe it's an insight that is not only unique but also beneficial to our listeners. We flag these and then we make them our soundbites for the week. We've got four soundbites this week, and we're going to play them for you first. After you've listened, all you have to do is give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first for soundbite of the week, or you can send us an email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us your vote via Twitter, our Twitter address @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. When you vote, we need to know which soundbite you're voting for, where you're listening, and why you're voting for that soundbite. The last part is very important, why you're voting for that soundbite. 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We also will be giving away the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote on this Friday for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Katie Schuerman. Here she is talking about suffering as the staff of the Good Shepherd.
In my particular life, one way he has helped me, one way he has kept me on the path of righteousness is he has given me suffering. He is giving me crosses that I cannot control, that I cannot remove myself. And while those are terrible things and I don't really want them, and I don't necessarily have to have them, I mean, our Lord could remove them at any time. What that suffering does for me is it cures me of looking at my own navel. I don't want to look at my own navel when I'm burdened like that because I will despair. I can't save myself. I can't give myself children. I can't cure my husband from cancer. I can't keep any human being alive. Only God can do that. And so in my pride and my self-awareness, God's staff in keeping me in his fold, in keeping me with him from straying too far from him, he has used the diagnosis of my husband's cancer to draw me back to him. Because is there any greater cause to call out to the Lord than when your loved one is ill? And so I'm never going to call cancer a good thing. It's a terrible thing. But I do believe that our Lord works all things for our good. And in this particular case, I know he's working cancer for good in my life and in the life of my husband because it's a daily reminder to turn to the Lord, the one who truly saves, the one who truly gives breath, every breath we have. And cancer is a reason for me to stay close to home, shall we call it, which to me means running to church to hear the preaching of his word and to take his holy supper for the strengthening of my faith and for the strengthening of the faith of my family. This suffering returns me to the Good Shepherd.
That's soundbite number one, Katie Schuerman on suffering as the staff of the Good Shepherd. If you'd like to vote for that one, give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote for it at our Facebook fan page where we've left space for you to do so, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us your vote via Twitter @issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor David Peterson talking about the vows of marriage and the subject turned to feminism. Here he is talking about what feminism is really all about.
People often get this idea that what feminism is about is equal pay for equal work. That is not what feminism is about. That is just simply justice, and Christians are in favor of justice, of course, and, you know, in favor of honoring workers and recognizing the value of human beings and all of those things. What feminism does is tries to take all people and move them out of their families and move them out of their communities and say that no one should be defined by anyone else. Everyone's autonomous, everyone's a lone wolf, everyone's an individual, and everyone should have the freedom to make his own choice and should never be obligated to other people or defined by them. And that is horrible because God created us to live in these orders. God created us to live in these families, and we can't live alone. It wasn't good when Adam was alone. Everybody is defined by other people. We're chafing under that because we're selfish, because our desire is for our husband's office, and we don't like to be told what to do, and we want to have just do selfish things. But it's good for us to be defined by other people, to live in community. It's the way that God intended, and it's the way that we serve one another. So feminism is just horrific. Everything it does as a philosophy is counter to the Bible. It makes the individual the foundation of society rather than the family, and that's completely against the biblical order.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor David Peterson, on what feminism is all about. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, responding to those who say that Islam isn't a religion.
What they've done is to turn a both and into an either or. They've said that Islam, being politically orientated, can't be a religion. And this is nonsense, of course. Islam is one of the great historic religions of the world. The reason that they're doing this, of course, is to try to eliminate Sharia law proposals and other Muslim activities in the United States. And they've always run into difficulty in doing this because of the First Amendment. The problem is not that Islam isn't a religion. The problem is that it is a bad religion. But of course, people don't want to say this, because if they say this, they're going to be considered intolerant. This is non-politically correct. The fact of the matter is that this religion happens to be a totalitarian religion, which, if it gets control in a country, heaven help, literally, anybody who isn't Muslim. And if that's the case, then, on the basis of the public weal, on the basis of maintaining public order and decency, it is possible to limit the activities, even though they are also religious activities. The First Amendment doesn't guarantee the right to be accountable.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery responding to some who say that Islam isn't a religion. That's also up for your vote, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here is soundbite number four, right after we play it. We are going to take a break, and then we'll start taking your phone calls, your email, your tweets, and your votes at our Facebook fan page. Kristen Gregory talking about infant loss and how it helps others.
For non-believers, talking about Vivian's life and death helps them recognize that every life is valuable and has meaning, which is not given in our culture. I've had some very interesting conversations with non-Christians because of her life and her death, and have made people ask more questions about God. So I think that's been helpful. For Christians, I talk about it because we all have the same hope and comfort in Christ. That's easy to lose sight of. It's easy to think that I'm important because I'm a mother. And the truth is that I'm important because I belong to Jesus. And I don't want people to think that having lost a child or being barren or having miscarriages means that you're less a part of the body of Christ or less important. And for Christians, I also talk about it to remind myself and to remind others of the glorious promise of the life of the world to come. And it's a reminder that I need every day, or it's easy to lose sight of.
That soundbite number four, Kristen Gregory, on how talking about infant loss helps others. That one also can be a candidate for your vote, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll start taking your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Remember, phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Stay tuned. Can you remain a Christian if you stay away from church on Sunday mornings? I've written a column in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled, Why Do You Go to Church? We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. Mark Seifried writes about his journey from being a Baptist seminary professor to becoming a Lutheran seminary professor. It's the free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
Do you know a high school student who would make a great pastor, teacher, deaconess, director of parish music, or director of Christian education? Tell them about Careers for Christ Weekend, Friday, October 12th through Sunday, October 14th at Concordia University, Chicago. This even includes a group outing to downtown Chicago. Check it out at cuchicago.edu/c4c. That's cuchicago.edu/c4c. The number 4, C.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It is time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, October the 5th. We're playing this game with our listeners. We've played our soundbites for you. One from Katie Schuerman as talking about how suffering is the staff of the Good Shepherd. Pastor David Peterson with soundbite number 2, what feminism is all about. Soundbite number 3, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery responding to those who say that Islam isn't a religion. Or soundbite number 4, Kristen Gregory talking about how infant loss helps others. Which one will it be? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Remember, we need to know why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Your reasons are your own. Talkback@issuesetc.org. You can also vote via Twitter at issuesetc or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc, and we're giving away the LPR bundle package, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Let's go to Columbus, Ohio, where Tanya is waiting on the line. Hi, Tanya.
Hello. I'm really glad to have heard Dr. Montgomery speak about Islam and how they express their religion. I've always been told that your freedom of religion is your own as long as you're not imposing that religion or affecting the freedoms of others. You know, the example he used of you can't be a practicing cannibal. Well, you can't really practice Islam in its fullness because the Sharia law is part of it. And I think that people need to be made aware. I think that there's just not enough awareness in this country of just how dangerous Islam being practiced can be.
Tanya, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Ohio, a vote for soundbite. Number three, Dr. John Ward Montgomery responding to those who say Islam isn't a religion. Jeff is listening in Tampa, Florida. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Pastor Wilkin. When I heard Kay Shurman's quote in her interview this week, it really just stopped me in my tracks because it flies such in the face of our culture's, you know, prosperity, abundance, and heal me now, Lord, culture. Way to go, Katie.
Thank you very much, Jeff, and thanks for listening in Tampa. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us that email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Robert in Texas says, I vote for number one, Katie Shurman. She does a wonderful job showing how a Christian has to keep their eyes on Christ and rely on Him as trials arise in their lives, as opposed to pop theology that reduces Christianity to just another self-help program where all the solutions are found in oneself and the pastor is just a mere life coach. Thank you very much, Robert, and thanks for listening in Texas. Laura votes for Katie Shurman, soundbite number one. Dealing with my own chronic illness is hard, but Katie continues to point me back to Christ. In Christ, I will be healed, and He uses my unique suffering to bring me to Him. The concept of staying close to the Good Shepherd, with that perspective, I may every day get up and tackle the day. He's always right by my side, and He uses my suffering to keep me close to Him, right where I belong. Thank you very much, Laura, and thanks for your vote as well. Jane is listening in Yuma, Colorado. Jane says, I'm casting my vote for soundbite number one, Katie Shurman, suffering as the staff of the Good Shepherd. The best place to be in those low times of life is in the sanctuary, receiving God's gifts, clinging to His promises for dear life. Thanks for listening in Colorado, Jane. Thanks for your vote. According to your votes this week, winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is Katie Shurman, suffering as the staff of the Good Shepherd.
In my particular life, one way He has helped me, one way He has kept me on the path of righteousness is He has given me suffering. He's giving me crosses that I cannot control, that I cannot remove myself. And while those are terrible things and I don't really want them, and I don't necessarily have to have them, I mean, our Lord could remove them at any time. What that suffering does for me is it cures me of looking at my own navel. I don't want to look at my own navel when I'm burdened like that because I will despair. I can't save myself. I can't give myself children. I can't cure my husband from cancer. I can't keep any human being alive. Only God can do that. And so in my pride and my self-awareness, God's staff in keeping me in His fold, in keeping me with Him from straying too far from Him, He has used the diagnosis of my husband's cancer to draw me back to Him. Because is there any greater cause to call out to the Lord than when your loved one is ill? And so I'm never going to call cancer a good thing. It's a terrible thing. But I do believe that our Lord works all things for our good. And in this particular case, I know He's working cancer for good in my life and in the life of my husband because it's a daily reminder to turn to the Lord, the one who truly saves, the one who truly gives breath, every breath we have. And cancer is a reason for me to stay close to home, shall we call it, which to me means running to church to hear the preaching of His word and to take His holy supper for the strengthening of my faith and for the strengthening of the faith of my family. This suffering returns me to the Good Shepherd.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one, Katie Shurman. Suffering is the staff of the Good Shepherd. Jane in Yuma, Colorado, if you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. You get the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted. If you're looking for a mortgage, home improvement, or car, or student loan, check out Lutheran Federal Credit Union at lutheranfcu.org. During October, if you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or if you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to Concordia University, Wisconsin. Lutheran Federal Credit Union, lutheranfcu.org. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss why you should pull your child from public schools with Mary Rice Hassan. We'll talk with Pastor Paul McCain about coveting in our series on the Lutheran Confessions, and we'll continue our series on the Christian conscience in the Old Testament book of Isaiah with Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, author of our book of the month, Reading Isaiah with Luther. It is true that it is both through the suffering and the blessing that God gives that he holds us fast to him. That's what it means. Everything works together for good. Everything he uses to hold us close to the Good Shepherd. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, is the author of our book of the month for October, Reading Isaiah with Luther. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or you can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Learn how the conscience is a gift from God and how only through Christ can you receive a clean conscience in Reading Isaiah with Luther, the Issues Etc. book of the month, Reading Isaiah with Luther.